All right, it's Download 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories with late-breaking newspaper news. Michael Farrow, the former chairman of Tronc, the company that runs the Trib, has apparently sold his stake in the company to, wait for it, are you ready for this? McCormick Media, which is the family of the famed Colonel McCormick that used to run the paper for years. You can't make it up, people! Wow! What? Also, awesome that they dropped this news on a Friday night after 5 p.m. just to make journalists work on a Friday night into the weekend, right? Ultimate flip of the old chin from Farrow to his old employees. Farrow just abruptly stepped down on the same day that Fortune magazine ran a story on sexual harassment allegations, but probably not related, right? Right. This ends the Chicago businessman's fantastical journey into the newspaper industry. He ran the Sun-Times, then the Tribune. Now he runs away with millions. He will be pitted against Sam Zell, Randy Michaels, and Conrad Black in the water cooler conversations, arguing over who is just the worst in media history, Chicago media history. No, Rupert Murdoch doesn't make that cut? He doesn't make it in there? Just missed it. Again, poor journalists. Just, at least I can blame working on a Friday night on the weather. Michael Farrow, he's no Mother Nature. Tronc Chairman Justin Dearborn said today's sale was a private one and the company's not planning to change course or strategy. Just think of that scene in, what was it? What's the movie that Leslie Nielsen, where he's a cut with O.J. Simpson? What is that movie, Pete?
Like the Police Squad, the Naked Guns?
Naked Gun, where he's standing in front of the fireworks factory and he's like, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. Everything is the same. Move along. In Washington news, fired FBI director and Trump-proclaimed slimeball, James Comey, is all over the news today because, well, he's got a book to sell. Interview snippets from ABC News have been released, and it's all about the alleged P-tape. Comey said Trump said, do I look like a guy who needs hookers? You did not. Come on. Well, since you asked, you do. You kind of do. What? No, you don't need hookers. You just need porn stars. It's more elegant. Anyway, of course, it's all going to be sensational. And frankly, I like the sensational. It's the mundane and trivial and serious that gets me frustrated. With this kind of Trump news, you can cook up some popcorn and enjoy the show. The White House called Comey a disgraced partisan hack and that one of the greatest political achievements of the president will be firing Comey. Why do Republicans hate Comey again? I forget. Because he wouldn't show loyalty to President Trump or because he didn't put Hillary in jail, even though he reopened the email investigation a week before the election, swinging the votes for Trump. Where's the loyalty to Comey? Seems like that's what's missing. I don't have any love for the former FBI director. I think he's put himself in way too many partisan situations. But disgraced and slimeball? Slimeball? No one uses slimeball anymore. And who's on the PR blitz here? I know Comey's on the... Really? Not the White House? Cool. Also, Comey does take a shot at Hillary Clinton in the book as well, saying she was under criminal investigation when her campaign was telling the world that she wasn't and that they were, quote, word parsing, which is now known as everyday talking from every politician in the history of politics. But she knew she was under investigation and they were trying to shame the media into not reporting it because the New York Times report used a comma instead of a semicolon or something like that. Of course. So classic. You down with DPP? Yeah, you know me. You down with TPP? Yeah, you know me. Remember the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how dumb we were? How stupid this country was? Oh, so dumb. For negotiating it during Obama? So, such a dumb country. Well, Trump ran for president, convincing us that it was super terrible, and now Trump realizes that it's probably a good thing, and he wants back in. It's smart if you think about it. Leave them. Tell them you don't want to do business with them. Then crawl back a year later when you realize it's good for your country. That'll show them. I haven't read The Art of the Deal, but something tells me that's chapter one. Or not. I don't know. Anything else going on tonight? No, let me see the scan the mundane file here. Top GOP fundraiser paid hush money to cover up that he impregnated a former Playboy model. Yeah. Scooter Libby pardoned because more Comey. Brain damaging lead in our water. Sandy and Jesse Jr. finally settling their divorce. Nope. Like I said, slow news day. Nothing going on today. Jeez. In weather, it's nice enough, I guess, but the rain had to ruin it, and there's a lot on the way, too. As I saw somebody on Twitter saying, make sure you check your sump pumps tonight. I've made the decision. I want to make this clear to everybody. I've made the decision to make the transition to the spring coat. Right? Regardless of the weather, it's April 13th. I'll freeze, but it's time. It's spring. So spring coat, welcome to crappy weather. So if you see me shivering on Michigan Avenue, I'm not going back. In sports, the Cubs got blanked by the Braves today. Yu Darvish did not pitch well and did not get out of the fifth inning. I want to be the first to say it. Arrieta could have done that. The Cubs are struggling early this season, now under 500. Okay, they did lose the series against the Pirates, and now they lost one to the Braves. But even though both of those teams were supposed to be bad, they're not. They're actually playing pretty well early. But still, very Cub-like here. Also, the Pirates manager was miffed that Javi Baez was too Javi Baez with his flat bat flip. You see that? Joe Maddon told him off today, saying, your anger over this tells us more about who you are than who Javi Baez is. Boom! Ha ha! I don't know what that means, but boom! Way to get cerebral. I love the cerebral takedowns, right? So much better. So if Joe Maddon continues to do that, I don't care if the Cubs go 10, 15, 20 games under 500. As long as he's cerebral with his takedowns so we can retweet them, I'm okay. Here's a sobering thought. You ready for this? The NBA ratings right now are at a four-year high. Yep, everyone's watching the NBA this year, the year that the Bulls are in full rebuild with one of the lousiest seasons on record. So what does that tell you? The NBA fans do not care about the Chicago Bulls. We're not missed. I'll give Coach Hoiberg credit. He did do his job. He motivated his players to lose their last four, and the Bulls ended up with the sixth worst. So that's good for lottery balls. They're going to be sixth. They won the coin toss with the Sacramento Kings. Sixth place. Sixth worst. But truthfully, will the Bulls rely on developing rookies and young players next year? Are they going to go out and do what they should? With what should be a tremendously packed free agent class and build around that. It's hard to say because you see what tanking did for the 76ers, who are now the surprising favorites to win the East this year. They sucked on purpose for 5+ seasons. Is that what we're going to do? Is that what we're doing? Are we going to suck for that long? No free agents, just good old fashioned player development? Oh, that's great. That's a winner. I'd be okay if they brought like the beer and the chicken sandwiches at the United Center down $2 or $3. Because the product on the court was shabby. I feel like that would be a good deal, right? Remember, next time I see Jerry, I'll ask him about that. White Sox. The game against the Twins in Minnesota was postponed due to weather and will probably be postponed tomorrow. It's a huge snowstorm's coming through. It's mid-April, folks. But you know what? Maybe the Sox can benefit from a day off. They had, what, two hits yesterday in their loss? Lucas Giolito pitched okay, but got another loss. But you know what? Maybe... deep breaths. Get back to baseball fundamentals. The Bears signed wide receiver Benny Fowler today. I guess he's a veteran receiver who used to play for the Broncos. Never heard of him. He replaces Cam Meredith. Also, Mark Sanchez was suspended 4 games for testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. 4 games for performance-enhancing drugs. Wow. I mean, hey, you got to roid up if you want to hold a clipboard all season long. Think about what that does to your biceps to hold the clipboard and not actually get on the field. 1 or 2 games, maybe. Think about 16 games of holding a clipboard. It does damage. I can see where he's coming from. And finally tonight, a new study says that consuming more than one drink a day will probably kill you. What? I thought I read that drinking will make you live longer. Didn't we just do that story in the carryout? I have a feeling it's one guy doing these studies, and the real study is how to prank everybody with studies. La, 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 la. That's the carry out for April 13, 2018. Happy Friday the 13th. Let's hope you don't see any black cats or break any mirrors today. And if you do, well, whatever. Just order a pizza. Coming up, we'll talk with Joe Knowles from the Tribune Sports Department about his new book, A Decade-by-Decade History of the Chicago White Sox. Also, Neil Brennan's on the program tonight, and Chef Katsuji Tanabe, Chef John Tizar. Much more to do here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.